We need to be reminded more than we're taught. Every couple months, I forget why I really got into this profession and the changes that I want to make and the impact I want to make. This week in the clinic, had a really good reminder of why I do what I do and why we should all check in with this every once in a while. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Soft Tissue Revolution, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Maggio, and I am on a mission to solve the pain pill epidemic by helping guide soft tissue specialists on how to significantly transform their patient assessments, outcomes, and satisfaction. We teach practitioners how to substantially increase their own skill set, business, and scale their practice, all while maintaining the highest level of integrity. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode and latest installment of the Soft Tissue Revolution, the podcast. I am already on episode 85. I am actually currently sitting out in my car in a parking lot outside of state-mandated continuing education credits, and we all know how amazing and awesome that is, and if you're not picking up my sarcasm, listen again. Had a lot of ideas bouncing around my head and things that I wanted to talk about. You know, I'm always thinking about business and marketing and treatment and technique and anatomy and physiology and all that stuff. And really just life gets really busy, you know, in the practice and the clinic. And it gets busy for everybody. It gets busy for you listening to this. And we kind of start going through the motions and we start struggling a bit, and it builds up over time. You know, I shared before, but you know, 2019 was a really rough year for me on a lot of circumstances. I shared this on a few podcasts back about some of the failures of 2019 and all that. And this weekend I had another reminder because I was finishing up my end of the year numbers. And I had shared all the problems that we had in the clinic with our water leak and toxic black mold and all those things. And I took a really big hit in the last quarter of this year. I've always been trying to be honest and transparent and true. We lost a lot of money, a lot of revenue, weren't able to bring in new patients and things like that. So playing some catch up here in the beginning of the year, came back in 2020 with a new attitude. Understanding that I can't control what happens to me, but I can control how I react and what my opinions are about matters. But it still beat me up a lot, you know, beat me up a lot emotionally, definitely financially, personally, physically, mentally, all those things. And you get to that point where we've all been there. We've had that moment where we sit there and we're like, why am I doing this? Why am I putting up with all this bullshit? You know, it's really fucking hard to run a business, to provide amazing results and be totally dedicated to your craft. And those of you that have become part of this podcast and this community, you're here for a reason, because you bust your ass to be the best hands-on soft tissue providers in the world. And that comes with a lot of work and a lot of responsibility and a lot of frustrations too. You know, patients can beat you up. Business can beat you up. Life can beat you up. And it can really, in all honesty, fuck with you and put you in a really bad spot and put you in a rut and make you feel like you're going through the motions just over and over again and struggling. And when you struggle, you get a lot of pressure and noise in your life and you don't know what's happening, but all of a sudden everything starts to spiral, you know, not just the business, but your personal life, your relationships, and everything like that. And we've all been there. You've had that conversation with yourself, like, why do I do this? Is it even worth it? And we've all been there. And it's a dark place when we go there. But what we have to remember is checking in with our why and why we do what we do and the change and the impact we want to make. I made a podcast about this, I think, like 6 months ago when I was struggling as well. But checking in with your why and why you do the things you do. Why did you get into this profession in the first place? Like, what truly inspired you? I know you didn't get into it to just make money, because if you just got into make money, you're not successful. And you know you're not successful because your heart's not in it. You got into it because you wanted to make a change and you wanted to help people. And you wanted to help people with your hands and heal them naturally with all the other bullshit that's out there, pain pills, injections, and surgeries, and miracle quick fixes, and drugs, and things that people don't need. And we all forget that sometimes. We get bogged down in the bullshit, and I'm just as bad. Like, trust me, when I'm doing my numbers and looking at accounting, I'm like, holy shit, I took a huge loss. And you worry about money, you worry about stress. It makes you forget, and then you become very reactive with people, and you don't provide the highest level of service possible. So this week, I had one of those moments where I got to check in with my why, and it was a great interaction with a patient. So a little background on this patient. Very young, only 31 years old, been through the ringer of the medical system. And as I said this before, pain pills, injections, recommending surgery, all sorts of things. This person was on an absurd amount of opioids and other drugs and was really ruining their quality of life and had gone through and seen a lot of practitioners and was up against surgery and really just staying on pain pills, and happened to stumble across our clinic through some Facebook advertising. And if you're not doing Facebook advertising, definitely should, because it works and it gets your message out there. But that's not what this podcast is about. When this patient originally talked to my practice manager afterwards and got her qualified on the phone to come in and at least see us for a consultation afterwards, my practice manager was almost in tears. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, it just really hit hard. You know, this person is the same age as her, very young, and she's just been lied to and just totally manipulated by the medical system, and her quality of life is awful. And she said to me, she said, you're the only one that's going to be able to help her. So I need you to help her. And I was like, okay. So I didn't really know what I was up against, but when the patient came in, one of the nicest, genuine, sweetest people I've ever met, and just didn't know what to do. Got put on pain pills for the last 4 years, trying to just keep their head above water and make a difference and get through life, but be productive. And you could just tell the pain pills were fucking with her, like just losing her quality of life, and was like, what am I going to do? Like, I can't be on these the rest of my life, but I'm afraid to get off them. And I remember sitting there and taking her through my consultation and just having this emotional connection with her, because, you know, I've told the story before, but my father overdosed and died on pain pills after 7 or 8 surgeries he didn't need. I've also lost some family members from drug overuse and all those type of things. So it hit me really hard, and I saw this and I was like, I need to help this person. So we went through everything, and after I was done knowing that I could help, I sat down and looked her right in the eyes and said, you know, we're going to get you off of these pain pills and we're going to get your quality of life back. She looked at me with hope, but also a lot of skepticism, because she's been through the ringer. So fast forward, you know, what has it been now? About 2.5, 3 months. Went in, did our thing, reduced all the scar tissue, got the inflammation lowered, really helped just get her functioning better and feeling better. And as the time went on, she continued to reduce her pain medication. And this week she came in and she looked like hell. She was really struggling, but she had a smile on her face. And I said, what's going on? And she said, I haven't had a pain pill in 7 days. And thank you. And I said, that's fucking awesome. Because when I heard that, I was like, this is why I do what I do. This is why I've created the Soft Tissue Revolution, because we need to solve this pain pill epidemic together. And people are only going to get that if we can give them good quality hands-on treatment that actually fixes the root cause of the problem. And she was struggling, but she made the commitment. She's withdrawing, but she's getting better. And she knows there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'd been struggling all week, you know, as you get back and things are busy, you know, after everyone gets out of that holiday funk, you know, the clinic is busy training staff, doing this. You get worn down, and I was having a rough day. But once she did that and she said that to me and I saw that, I was fine. I was so happy, and it reminded me of my why. So I wanted to share that story with you guys. You know, I try to be a little more tactical on these podcasts. You know, business, marketing, training, technique, all that. But sometimes I just want to share some real stories and a real reason of why we do what we do. So if you're struggling and you haven't connected with your why, get to a patient that you know you've made a big difference and talk to them. It'll really improve what you do, why you do it, and get you out of that rut. So as always, I appreciate you guys being part of the revolution. We're just getting so many more people joining, and it's been great. And lots of people have reached out and asked me questions and told me thank you for what I'm doing. So I'm going to keep doing it because we're going to solve this pain pill epidemic together, because people need this care, and we're going to start a revolution. So check in with your why, get out of that rut, and remember why you do what you do. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our show. If you like what you heard and want to become part of the soft tissue revolution, then click the link in the show notes to request to become a member of our private Facebook group, Soft Tissue Revolution. Answer a few questions, get approved, and join us on the journey to solve the pain pill epidemic together.